Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiú na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova, and this week I'm off to find out more about the concept of the refill shop. Everybody has been up in their game over the last number of years with the amount of their waste that they're recycling. But better again is to reuse, especially with all these plastic containers that we accumulate in our weekly shop. And that's where the refill shop makes perfect sense. So to find out more, I dropped into the refill mill in Mullingar. It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova, and I am Trac O'Brien. And this week I am in the refill mill, which is a shop in Mullingar. And I'm here with the owner of the shop, Evelyn Fitzpatrick. Will you tell us a bit about the refill mill, where it came from, where the idea came from in the first place?
So I came across this idea while I was travelling abroad, and I got kind of used to reducing my plastic waste while I was away. And when I came home, I got very frustrated with the lack of options that we have in here in Ireland.
Yeah.
So I had seen refill shops, and I thought that's something that the Midlands really needed.
Okay.
So I kind of started a mission to reduce our reliance on single-use plastic, and our shop is all about offering alternatives to everyday products.
And where was it that you were travelling abroad that you would have seen, were there particular countries that you thought, they are ahead of the game, they're way ahead of us?
Yeah. Well, I was in New Zealand for a while, I saw it there first, okay. And then I was in Melbourne, and there's some really great shops over there that are similar to this. And the area I was living in was a lot about reusing and upcycling products that we already had. So okay. I kind of just got used to that. So
tell me, the refill mill itself, tell us a bit more about the store, about what it does, what you do in store here.
Yeah, so we're a minimal waste refill shop, and we try and cover all the basics that you would need in your weekly shop. So all of your dried fruit all your dried foods, so nuts and seeds, we've herbs and spices, and then we've got cleaning products, hand soap and shampoo and shower gel, all of those kind of practical things, as well as toothbrushes, keep cups, and handmade soaps. So there's a little bit of something for everybody here, and we try and buy Irish made as much as we possibly can. And it's like that, we're trying to encourage people to make small changes. So we're not a kind of be all and end all shop. We're trying to tell people, okay, if it's just washing up liquid that you want to change this week, go for it. And encouraging people rather than making them feel guilty over the waste that they produce. We're trying to empower them instead.
So this is more about reducing, reusing than recycling itself. It's about using the plastic that you've already
absolutely
taken into the household and reusing it again.
And like, we get all sorts of containers here. Like, a lot of people bring in the old takeaway containers, like from a Chinese takeaway on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, the little plastic. Yeah,
plastic ones. They're perfect for stacking up in your house, and they'll keep food fresh. And we get all sorts of bottles, like water bottles for washing up liquid. So it doesn't have to be the perfect container. It's whatever suits you the best.
And there are more shops like this. I mean, we're in Mullingar and not everybody lives in Mullingar. I know that you do have a shop online.
Yeah.
You can go to...
Yeah, so you can shop with me on therefillmill.ie, and I sell all the dried foods and everything on that as well. But there are shops like this popping up all over the country. So Dublin, Galway, Cork, there's one in Cavan. Like, they're all over the place now. So it's a growing trend, and we really need people to support these kind of shops as well.
Okay, so the other question I wanted to ask you, how important do you think these shops are going to be for our future?
Well, when I started the shop here 3 years ago, and I think a lot of people thought I was mad.
Yeah.
They didn't really understand the idea of it. And now, like, we're busy. We have a lot of people coming in every day, new people coming in that are used to the idea and that are starting to make changes.
Yeah.
And one of our customers shops with us is a family of six, and they haven't put their they put their recycling bins out once every 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
So instead of going out overflowing every week,
yeah,
the amount of waste that you can actually save by shopping in a shop similar to this is huge.
And as I'm learning about it, it really, I suppose people kind of think, well, I'm going to recycle it, so that's okay.
The climate crisis isn't a solution that we can recycle our way out of it.
It's
we're buying too much and we're using too much.
Yeah.
So if we're finding ways to reduce the amount we're using and reducing the amount of single-use plastics, then that's the kind of route that we need to go, rather than finding ways to recycle them. You know, we'll have to stop using them as much as possible.
Well, we wish you all the best
with
your shop here. We might come in again, maybe talk to you about eco-cleaning or something. We might talk to you
Brilliant.
About in the future. We'll come back to you about that. But thanks very much for having us today, Evelyn.
Thank you very much.
So there you have it, a great way of reusing your plastic containers, helping the environment and cutting costs in your weekly shop is to seek out your local refill shop.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.